Hey everyone, it's Wombat from the Cheap Ass Gamer CADcast. I don't know, you're listening to this, you know where I'm from. With my update, my take on the Microsoft press conference. I'm recording this now since it just ended and I don't know how much time I'll have later today. Maybe I'll even beat Cheapy and Shipwreck to the punch and they are actually at the event. I watched it, of course, from my couch at home. Today's the only day that I will be able to watch things from the couch, but whatever, we make do with what we can. I thought they did a pretty good job. I was not expecting that backwards compatibility announcement. Pretty exciting. I'll be interested to see how that works out. I am a preview person, so I guess I could try it. I don't know if it's even live yet or how you know if it's live yet. They said it would go live today for preview people. I'm not sure how digital works. Does that mean like arcade games or just full digital games? But they showed Super Meat Boy in the screenshot. There's a lot of questions that I have. I'm not very smart. I need help. I need hand-holding. And really, we all know what the big question is. Does backwards compatibility, is it going to include Kinect Party? Because if it does, then I could actually unplug my Xbox 360, maybe put it somewhere else, give it to a relative. Who knows? There are lots of options here. The games look good. I mean, obviously, they showed more Fallout mods. I've never played a Bethesda game with mods before because I'm not a PC guy, so that's kind of exciting. They didn't say that was exclusive, so it still kind of throws up in the air on which console I may get it for. Ford cars in Forza, the GT, that's pretty cool. As someone who is a dual Ford owner, I have two of them already. I like Fords, so that's something. The indie games look like indie games, except for Cuphead, which looks ridiculous. And I'm excited for that game to come out if and when it does. Still, I think the big takeaway is there's a lot of what they showed is this year. I mean, you saw the, you know, with the Gears thing. I guess it's just the remaster, though. And Halo and Forza all this year, and of course that Rare compilation, 30 games for $30 or $24 if you have Gamer Card unlocked, Gamers Club unlocked. I'm walking around my house. Cut me some slack. It's a Monday. It all looks pretty good. Releasing that game in August. You know, it's funny because I always complained. I complained a lot last year about how there was no more Summer of Arcade. How Xbox abandoned the Summer of Arcade. Well, instead of doing a Summer Arcade, they're just releasing 30 games at once at the time that they normally do Summer Arcade. And it's the kind of games, you know, I think Banjo and Kazooie was once a Summer of Arcade game. So to have all of those games, plus Nuts and Bolts, which is my favorite of the Banjo games, in one package during what will probably be a slow time of year for games, it's really smart. I'm excited to play it. I'm sure I will pick that up. I'll show my kids what Battletoads were, and they'll be like, this is dumb, and I'll probably agree with them. And I'm trying to think of anything else. Tomb Raider looks good, I guess. I enjoyed the first one. It's so hard to say. Everything looks big and shiny on these things. I'm just as excited for the things I was before the show as I was after. So I don't think there's anything that I saw there that made me go, oh, I can't wait to play this thing that I'd never heard of. So if they had any shortcoming, it would be that. Excited about backwards compatibility? Sure. If it means that it curbs the tide of more remasters and remakes, although I just said the Rare one excites me, so I guess I'm a hypocrite. But, there you go. That's all I have to say right now. If I think of something else, maybe I'll post more, but I highly doubt it. And again, you know where to find me at New Wombat on Twitter because you're listening to this, and follow at Video Game Deals. And if you see Cheapy or Shipwreck on the show floor, make sure you give them a t-shirt. All right, bye.